These cold winter nights make me want to get outside, crank the old bonfire up. And, you know, when you get a bonfire going, it really starts to bring back the memories you had as a kid in the 80s. And we're talking firecrackers. Remember Cracker Night, how they were a thing?
Yeah, I was never really...
No.
I never had a lot to do with firecrackers. Well, because I think in Queensland, for as long as I can remember, they've been illegal.
Yeah, no, New South Wales, when I was a kid, man, it was every... I think it was the June long weekend. You'd gone into it, Dad had to get the bonfire stoked up. And this was Dad's way of getting it sorted. So you'd pile high as much wood as he could find, either from around the streets or from mates' places and properties, because we lived in a country town. And he managed to have this big pier or pyre, or whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'd be trying to start the thing with newspapers, and Dad goes, no, son, you don't do it that way. In the shed, brings out the can of petrol, pours it on.
Seriously, Wassel. Vasilovich.
A suburban backyard with this massive fire. And look, it was repeated all over the neighbourhood. Everyone would be doing it all. They'd have leaves out the front they'd raked up, and they'd be throwing that on there as well. But that was part of it. And then Dad attempting to open the bag of various crackers, pinwheels and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, he'd fire the rockets up, and sometimes they'd fire, sometimes they wouldn't. He'd stick...
See, that's scary. Would he have, like, glasses on or anything?
No, it's 1980.
No. Yeah, I know. I know. I tell you what, there'd be so many people missing eyes and whatever from those firecrackers.
Well,
I mean,
that's probably why the whole thing was banned. But just the memories of Dad trying to egg on a piece of, you know, plastic and gunpowder together. And look, on a few occasions he had some near misses, but he was a very lucky guy. But it was just spectacular as a kid to watch the sparks go. I mean, having the sparklers where you know, waving funny.
Yeah, we used to have. Well, yeah, I know. We used to have them. I mean, we had an incinerator. So that was pretty fun. And the boys, I've got three brothers, so we'd just gather together what leaves we could and, you know, palm leaves and that sort of thing and have mini bonfires. But, yeah, certainly not firecrackers. I mean, our cousins in Canberra, you know.
Oh, every year,
yeah. Absolutely. I mean, Fishwick was obviously the place to
go. Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, I think you can. Well, actually, I'm pretty sure it's Tassie, ACT and Northern Territory. You can still use them with a permit.
Right, so you've got to apply, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can still use, obviously, sparklers and party poppers and things.
Yeah, they go on birthday cakes, so they work poppers. Well. But it's amazing how certain weekends around the neighbourhood, you see firecrackers go off for a couple of minutes and you're thinking, hang on, this guy's gone crazy. And then it all goes quiet and no one knows exactly where they came from because they want to avoid the police coming around. But it scares the dogs. I mean, that's always a bit of a thing
absolutely.
When they go off. But I don't know, firecracker night, I mean, it was such a good family bonding time. That aspect. Do you want, look, I'd love to know, Zinc Family, 1300 891 929. Would you want to get Firecracker Night back again? Do you miss it? Would you like it as part of a bit of a community bonding?
I reckon there'd be plenty that would want to.
Nah, I'm sure they would. Let us know now if you can, Zink. What about you, Katrina? You wanted to come back, don't you? Do you remember those nights?
Oh, mate, it was a rip snorter. I mean, I grew up on the farm and all the other farming families would come around and we'd have a bit of a big shindig, but as a kid I used to bloody chase those parachute firecrackers.
I remember them.
Ah.
Yeah, they were bloody excellent. I mean, you'd have a twisted ankle when you know, tripped over in the middle of the night in a, you know, where the cows have been treading. So, you know, you'd fall A over T, but, it was wonderful.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up down in Maitland.
Oh, Maitland,
yeah,
beautiful.
South.
Yes.
No mishaps, no people losing hands in the family?
No. I mean, a jumping jack jumped on this old bird jumper and a jumping jack firecracker, and yeah, that put the wind up her. But yeah, other than that, no eyes or
yeah.
Also, but yeah, they were the best.
All right. I mean, Katrina says bring it back. I love that vote.
Bloody oath. Yeah, as long as there's no ding dong. You know, handling it.
Yeah, I get that. Just keep your hands off the firecrackers. My Uncle Bill loved getting my young fella Isaac when he was about 4 or 5 onto the crackers, and he was just going ape. Just say, do it again, blow it up again. It was just, I mean, for a young boy, explosions are what it's all about. So,
would you trust yourself to set off some of these decent rockets and firecrackers?
I wouldn't touch them anymore. I value my hands and fingers.
Yeah, I know. Well, see, that's the thing, Bilks. It's one thing to go, yeah, bring them back, but... Clearly, they were made illegal for a reason.
Well, some people would say it's, you know, the government trying to treat us all like kids, but incidents occurred right throughout the 80s 100%. And 90s when they made that call. So,
yeah. Oh, well, actually, I think they made the call as far back as 1974.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Didn't reach Melbourne, New South Wales,
did it? No, that's right. Yeah, in Queensland. I'm pretty sure it was way back then.
Then again, my dad was a sheriff's officer. He could make his own rules, couldn't he?